That's why you're so nice. That's why you're so nice to me. Shalom, Chavra. Shalom. Be mindful of the clock. 7:30. 7:29. 7:25? 7:26. 7:29? Okay, Rishus Harav. Hold on, I'm going to end up knocking practical matters first. I'm going to knock over both these cups of water because I'm going to lean the shender and then I'm going to make a mess. I'm going to put them here. Anyone wants a drink? You're welcome to have a drink. I got two because I'm a Bechor, so I'm not sure who had Ruach HaKodesh, but thank you for the water. All right, friends. Okay, I'm heading from here to the airport. This is the end of Baruch Hashem, a really great trip. Express my Hakar Satov to HaKodesh Baruch Hu for allowing me to be here. Hakar Satov to the Yeshiva for allowing me to be here. Hakar Satov to YU, to Yeshiva Sirbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, for allowing me to be in Eretz Yisrael this week. But I'm going mamish from here to the airport. This is sort of the end of this part of the journey for me. And I want to speak about journeys. I want to speak about journeys. That's what these parshas are about. Yeshiva is a journey. Yeshiva is a journey, and we've been learning about Avraham Avinu's journey. We sort of get a little nechama on both ends. You know, I was in shul two Shabbosim ago. The Baal Korah gets up. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, lech lecha me'artzecha. So you know what I did? I woke up the next morning and I came to Eretz Yisrael. The trip was planned for many months, but it feels gvuradik to, like, you know, you hear parshas lach lecha and you get on the plane the next day. Okay, but now, b'derech hateva, the plan is to return to Chutz La'aretz tonight. But Avram's journey also, in a certain sense, came to a little bit of a conclusion this past week. This past Shabbos, yesterday. Today, Sunday? Yesterday. And what's Avram's journey? I want to talk about the phrase that defines Avram's journey. Avram's journey begins with two words and ends on a certain, again, never ends, but it ends on a certain level with two words. The words are lech lecha. That's a medrash, it's chazal. Chazal say it begins with lech lecha me'artzecha. That's the first nisayon. Yes, the Rishonim will say that's the nisayon was even before lech lecha me'artzecha. It ends with the tenth and final nisayon, the one that's called Elokim Nisa as Avraham, the one that's called the test. Yes, the Rishonim will say that bearing Sarah is also okay. But Chazal, lean into Chazal a little bit, starts with Lech Lecha and it ends with Lech Lecha. It starts with Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, it ends with Lech Lecha to Moria, to the Akedah. And you have to wonder if that's Avram Avinu's journey, and as Chazal tell us also, Maisa Avo Simon Labanim, which is a Medrash Tanchuma, which the Ramban, of course, made famous. People sometimes make a mistake. They think the Ramban created the idea of Maisa Avo Simon Labanim. We think that because he popularized it and he did such a good job expounding it, showing us how every move made by the Avos and the Imos somehow is a reflection of something that's going to happen later within Chumash and also later within world history. And that's how we learn Torah. When we study the Torah, we see, Avram did like this. Well, what does that mean to me? Maisa Avos Simon Labanim. Maisa Avos Simon Labanim. So we're walking in the footsteps of Avram Avinu. And therefore we study these parashios, Lech Lecha, Vayera, right, this world of Avraham Avinu, the beginning of his journey, as we go on our journey, and yeshiva is, in a certain sense, the beginning of our journey. Of course, it's a hemshich of everything that came before, and there'll be a lot more mitzvah Hashem that comes afterwards. But this is myself, Asim al-Labanim, in a very simple and very literal sense. Since Rabbi Waxman accused me of liking deep Torah, I don't think I ever opened the Zohar in my life, I don't know. But I learned Chassidus, so I'll just tell you a nice remez. Just to show you that these are the parshas of Avraham Avinu. Right? As Svarim HaKadoshim point out, now what's the gematria of Lech Lecha? Gematria of Lech Lecha, 100. What's the gematria of Vayera? 217. Lech Lecha plus Vayera is 317. These are the two main parshas, again, the parsha that begins, and Chazal say it, Lech Lecha starts it, and Lech Lecha ends it. So Avram's experience is bookended by Lech Lecha Vayera. Again, it's not over, but the real meaty partials of walking in the footsteps of Avram Avinu are Lech Lecha and Vayera. Lech Lecha plus Vayera is 317, is Gematria Avram Avinu. Interesting. Avram is 248, Avinu is 69, 317. These are Avram's partials. These are Avram's partials. We're trying to be like Avram Avinu. We want to be like Avram Avinu. I'm going to be like Avram Avinu? Yeah, you're going to be like Avram Avinu, yes. Mefurish Medrash Tana DeBe'al Yo, A person is chayav lomar, a person is obligated to say, when will my actions reach the madregos of the avos? Masai yagil masai lamase avosai. Sounds radical, sounds crazy. I'm going to pretend to be, what, it's going to be Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Tzvi. I'm the biggest balgaiv in the world to even think I could be part of that club. But Chazal say, no, you're part of that club. Medrash Tana de Be'aliel, Masai yagil masai lamase avosai. We're walking in the footsteps of Avram Avinu. We're walking in the footsteps of Avram Avinu. So let's listen in for a second. Let's listen in to what Avram Avinu is going through and let's try to understand. Really just want to learn one pasuk. I want to learn the pasuk that began that journey. Because again, obviously this is not opening shmuz of yeshiva, but you're still early on in the journey. But before we learn one pasuk, let's chazer over a little Mesilas Yesharim. I say chazer over for two reasons. Number one, Mesilas Yesharim said, don't ever finish learning my book. That's his hakdama. Mesilas Yesharim is not a book that you finish. It's meant to be learned again and again and again. Mazel tov to Danny Cantor on the birth of Yair Tovia. Made a bris today. Bris for his son. Danny's one of my oldest friends. I'm so happy to see him again. So how does that's how Mesilas Yesharim begins. That's the Hakdama. What's the Perek Aleph, Mesilas Yesharim Perek Aleph? The very heavy question that governs all of our life. We wake up every morning, we say Moda'ani, and the Ramchal is ringing in our minds, or it should be at least. Ramchal says, Yesod HaChasidus V'Shorash HaAvoda HaTmima, the foundation of holiness, piety, sounds like Madrigos. V'Shorash HaAvoda HaTmima, if I want to be a good Jew, translated very loosely, if I want to be a good Jew, then a Jew needs to what? To memorize these words, Yisbarer V'Yisames. Yisbarer means to clarify, Borer, you have to clarify, to sift through it. V'Yisames, and come to the veracity, the truthfulness of what? Ma Chovaso Ba'olamo. What is my obligation in this world? What is my obligation in this world? The truth is, that's not what it says. It's not what is my obligation in this world. The Bali Musar, who expounded Mesilas Yesharim, point out, it doesn't say, what is my obligation in this world? What is man's obligation in the world? It's much more personal than that. Ma chovaso ba'olamo. Ask yourself, person has to ask himself, what is his obligation in his world? His world? We're in different worlds? We're in different worlds? The answer is, yeah, we're in different worlds. The expectation, machova sobolamo, means ask yourself, what does Ribbono Shel Olam want from me? Of course we work together. We operate within a framework called 613 mitzvos. We all have the same 2,711 pages of Shas. But macho v'sob olamo, what does Hashem want from me? What's my chelek in all of this? And ask yourself that question. Avraham Avinu was asking himself that question. Why do I do what I do? What inspires me to do what I do? Navi Yecheskel says, Echad Haya Avram. Avram was one of a kind. Rabbi Nachman has a famous passage in the introduction to the second chelek of Likutei Moran. You want to read a really strong piece of Torah, take a look at that. The introduction to the second section of Likutei Moran, Tinyana, Hagdama there, there's a piece called Echad Haya Avram. Avram was one of a kind. Avram learned how to ask himself the hard questions. Ma chovaso ba'olamo. What's my avodah in this world? What's my avodah? Why do I do the things that I do? Right? And own it. What does that mean, own it? It means that if you're typing on a laptop and you're doing that because that's what you feel is best, then do it. And the guy who's writing in a notebook, write a notebook. And the guy who's just listening, just listen. But maybe I should type on a laptop because I saw Shana Beck guy typing on a laptop and I'm Shana Aleph. Right? But my Rebbe writes in a notebook, so maybe that's the stark thing to do. I got to figure it out. But at the end of the day, between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma chovaso ba'olamo. Why am I doing what I'm doing? What does Shabbos mean to me? What does Tefillah mean to me? What does Dveikus mean to me? What does Avos Yisrael mean to me? What does Eretz Yisrael mean to me? Avraham Avinu was asking those hard questions to himself. So let's learn a pasuk. Vayomer Hashem al Avraham. Hashem says to Avraham, Lech lecha me'artzecha u'me'olatecha be'savicha el ha'aretz asher ereka. Let's just learn this pasuk. This is the beginning of the Jewish journey. This is where Klal Yisrael begins. Hashem says to Avraham, Lech lecha me'artzecha. Kipshuto, you've all been mekayim this pasuk. Kipshuto. Packed your bags. You came to yeshiva. You left your comfort zone. It's pashup shot. You've left your comfort zone, and you came to Eretz Yisrael. That's called Maisa Avosim and Labanim. That already deserves a big celebration. That's a big thing. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe explained that Lech Lecha, also really Kipshuto, is different than what Rashi says. Rashi says, Lech Lecha la Nascha Letovascha, which itself is a very deep thing. Rashi's saying that something can be Hana and not be Tov. You can do something that you enjoy. It's not good for you. There are things that we do that unfortunately are not good for us. There's things that are good for us that we don't enjoy, that are not pleasurable. Because Baruch Hu says to Avram, I give you a guarantee. If you come on this journey, lahanascha ulatovascha. It'll be geshmak. You'll enjoy it. Torah is supposed to be enjoyable. V'harevna is part of the nusach ha-bracha, matbeah shal bracha. V'harevna, it's sweet. Torah is supposed to be sweet. It's not a bigger mitzvah to not enjoy it. You're supposed to enjoy it. And litovascha, right? Bracha's dafei, ain tov el Torah. It's the ultimate tov. That's Rashi. So lech lecha, go for yourself. It'll be good for you. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe and many other tzaddikim said, let's learn it even more simply. Lech lecha, literally on a certain level, means lech lecha, go to yourself. Okay, so that sounds like some new age idea, go finding yourself, When did you lose yourself that you're finding yourself? Imagine you come back from yeshiva. Can you imagine you come back from yeshiva a year, two, three, whatever it is, halavai, many years. You come back from yeshiva, right? And I don't know, and you meet someone from your neighborhood, right? And they're like, oh, how is yeshiva? Right? What did you learn in yeshiva? Right? I found myself in yeshiva. So you know what they're going to say? They're going to say, okay, so this guy literally didn't open a gemara the whole year, right? I found myself in yeshiva. It sounds like very, very fluffy. But the truth is, it's mamash the deepest answer in a certain way. How do we find ourselves in yeshiva? Let's learn a maral. The world stands in Pirkei Avos, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasad. The Maharal says something that I love, and it's so fundamental. Because it doesn't matter if you're learning Makos or Psachim, or while you were learning Gittin. It doesn't matter what you're learning. It doesn't matter if you're learning Rambam, or if you're learning Mesilas Yesharim, or if you're learning Tanakh, or if you're learning Mishneh Berurah, or if you're learning Baal Shem Tov. It doesn't matter what you're learning. You're learning the Vilna Gaon on Mishlei. It doesn't matter what you're learning. Says the Maharal of Prague, Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasad. Milas Chasadim, Ben Adam L'Chavero. Avoda, Avoda Hashem in general, Avoda Shebelev, Tfila, Avoda when we had Beis HaMikdash Karbanos. That's relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's Ben Adam L'Makom. Torah, Aral, and Pirkei Avos. Milas Chasadim, Ben Adam L'Chavero. Avoda, Ben Adam L'Makom. Torah, Ben Adam L'Atzma. Bein Adam Latzo. In other words, Torah is self-discovery. That's not some cute idea. That's the Gemara Nida that when we were in our mother's womb, we learned Kol HaTorah Kula, which according to many means our Chelek in Torah. Lav Dafk, we all learned the same thing. We learned whatever it is that we need to know in this world. We came to this world, the Malach gave us a patch. Maybe it has something to do with this, maybe it doesn't. I am, Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Derech Sicha. Right? Non-Jews also have this. Maybe the Lashemitz has been enough. Fine, whatever, you'll work it out. A lot of lumbus on, the little indentation beneath your nose. Right? But the bottom line is, we forgot all that Torah, and we come back to this world, so what are we doing here? Torah is self-discovery. It's returning to yourself. That's what it is. Bein Adam La'atzmo. It's getting back to yourself. And there's no better place on planet Earth than being in yeshiva and actually learning Torah, yomam v'layla, as you certainly do in this yeshiva. There's no better way to get to know yourself and to answer the Ramchal's very heavy question, Ma chovaso v'olamo? What does Hashem want from me? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? That's the question we're answering. Now, obviously, we know ourselves. Everyone knows we've been living with ourselves for a long time. I'm 41 years old. Most of you are 18, 19. Right? You get to know yourself whether you're actively working on it or not. But I want to tell you one of my favorite midrashim. It's a midrash Shir Hashirim. On the words, Lo Yadati Nafshi. Lo Yadati Nafshi. Literally, I didn't know my soul. It's a little out of context to take those words like that, but that's what Chazal do. Look up the whole pasuk. It's not even the right, simple way to punctuate the pasuk. But Chazal take those three words, Lo Yadati Nafshi, and say the following. There was a king and a queen. They had a daughter, a princess. A sweet little girl. Beautiful little girl. Lo aleinu v'lo aleichem, she was kidnapped from the palace as a child. And they tried to find her, and they never found her. She was lost. And years went by, and it's unclear, again, make up the story as you see fit. Eventually, she I don't know, escapes from her captors. She finds herself living on the street, gets involved with a ber chevra. No sense of who she is. And one day, Chazal described the king is traveling with his caravan. You know, we'll modernize it a little bit. Long stretch limousine, driving along the highway, big black SUVs, police escort, you know. He's driving along aimlessly, looking out the window, and the king, all of a sudden, he sees a young lady off in the distance. Teenage girl. He screams to the driver, stop the vehicle. Stop the vehicle. Slams on the brakes. The king says, that girl over there, bring her to me. So the king's escort, he gets out, he buttons the top button, you know, all the formalities, he gets out. He goes over, the king's bodyguard, a big guy. He goes over to this girl, she's down by the train tracks, he's spraying graffiti on the side of a building or whatever. Wearing tattered clothing, ripped jeans, funny colors in her hair, some strange piercings. He goes over to her and says, the king would like to speak to you. Sorry? The king would like to speak to you. Points up the road to the... So she makes her way up the road, very nervous. She thinks maybe, you know, I'm going to get arrested for shoplifting a candy bar last week. She's walking like a nervous yeshiva bacher, you know, she's doing like this on her way up to the king. She doesn't know what's going to happen to her. She's very nervous. She comes to the king rolls down the window. The king says, do you know who I am? She says, of course, you're the melech. I never met you before, but of course I've seen you in the newspapers, I've seen you on TV. The king says, do you know who you are? She's looking at him. I'm not really sure how to answer such a question. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I'm not sure what you're asking. Do you know who you are? Do you have any idea who you are? Again, I'm sorry. I'm not sure what you're asking. He takes out a picture of the queen, his Rebbetzin. He says, do you know who this is? She's looking at the picture. It's Her Majesty the Queen. You recognize her? Yeah, I recognize her. Of course, I never met her, but I recognize her. So he says, I want you to look at this picture very carefully and tell me what you see. She's looking at the picture. She's looking at the picture. And she starts to chuckle to herself, like an awkward little laugh. He says, what is it? She says, it's funny. It's weird. I don't want to say it. It's uncomfortable. No, say it. Say it. I want you to say. She says, it's going to sound strange, but I feel like I look a little bit like the queen. I see a resemblance. I know it's a strange thing to say. The king says, it's not strange at all because that's your mother. And I'm your father. And he gets out. He gets out of the car. He wraps his arms around his beloved daughter and says, and you're coming back to the palace. Chazal say, lo yadati nafshi. She's getting into the car. He says, you know, I saw you on the side of the road picking food out of a garbage can. You're not a homeless person. You're a princess. Hop in, come back. I have gourmet chefs. We can get you anything you want. You don't have to wear ripped jeans. I have tailors who will make you custom-made clothing. You don't have to live like this. You don't have to live like this at all. And she climbs in, and as she's climbing in, Chazal say all of her friends start to poke their heads out from behind the trees, from behind the trains. And they say, what? You're a princess? We can't believe. You're part of our chevra. You're a princess? We never knew you were a princess. And she says, you never knew I was a princess? How do you think I feel? What do you think the heritage is inside of myself right now? Lo yadati nafshi. I didn't know you understand how emotionally intense that is? I didn't know myself. You're saying, we didn't know you were a princess. I didn't know myself. Chazal say, they say the nimshal out, right? You look it up. Medrash Shir HaShir. Lo yadati nafshi. Chazal say the Jewish people were slaves in Mitzrayim for 210 years. We're mamish the lowest of the low. Mitzrayim made us feel like we're nobodies. We're insignificant. We're not important. That was the narrative in Mitzrayim. That was the narrative that was preached and taught as we were being oppressed and beaten in Mitzrayim. And at the end of that period of time where we kind of lost that sense that we come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvodo uva'atzmo, like we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, lo yedei malach, lo yedei shliach, lo yedei saraf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvodo uva'atzmo, comes down to Mitzrayim to take us out. Dam tzordei akinam aro v'chulu, kriyas yamsuf, kabbalah satorah, ama nivchar. And we look back one last time and the Egyptians are saying, we can't believe it. The narrative of Mitzrayim was, we're so lucky that we were zoicha to work for the world power of Mitzrayim. That was our big schus. And we got to be their slaves. And now as the Kodesh Baruch Hu is marching us off to our Sinai, we look back one last time and the Egyptians are like, you? We can't believe it. We thought you were the worst. And we say to Mitzrayim, you think you're surprised. How do you think we feel? We also bought into the narrative in our own way. Each in our own way. We bought into that narrative also. Lo yadati nafshi. I didn't know who I was. And friends, that's exactly What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Avram. Avram is not a katan. He's not a baby. He's a 75-year-old man. But according to all Deos and Chazal, he's been on the journey for a long time. Whether he was 3 years old, according to one opinion, like the Rambam brings, or the Ravid brings, or he's 40 years old, or he's 48 years old. His opinion of Chazal, he's 48 years old. It's actually very nice. It fits beautifully with this week's Parsha, just very quickly. Sarah lived 127 years. Sarah lived 127 years. And Sarah lived a very halakha life, 127. Right, but according to one opinion of Chazal, Avram only began his spiritual journey at the age of 48. So I saw once in a Sefer Binyan David. He says that Avram lived 175 years. So if you do the math, if Avram discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, at 48, according to that opinion of Chazal, right, that means from the time he really began his journey at 48, he lived 127 years to 175 to match up Avram and Sarah, show that they're good shidduch. He'll work out what the sod of 127 is, figure out why Dafka 127 years, but okay. But they're aligned in that way. They're aligned in that way. But Avram is not a kid. He's not a little kid. He's an old man when he's told, Lech lecha me'artzecha. Lech lecha, go find yourself. Hashem, why are you tripping? Lech lecha, like the Baal Shrevi said, go to yourself. I know myself. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, until you come to Eretz Yisrael, you don't know yourself. You don't. That's the Pashup Shat. Lech lecha me'artzecha, me'latcha, me'beis avicha, ela aretz asharak. Until you come to Eretz Yisrael, you don't really know yourself. You have to get out of your comfort zone. And Kipshuto, you all did that. You came to Yeshiva. It's not easy, especially at the beginning, for those who are, you know, again, even earlier on in the journey, to sit hours and hours and hours in the Beis Medrash. It's exhausting. Right? And I know you daven earlier than some other yeshivas here. You have to get up and you have to, it's a lot. Late nights, early mornings, long siddurim. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's not comfortable at the beginning. Not pashut at all. But you chose to do it. Like the Maharal said, Torah is ben adam la'atzmo. Lo yadati nafshi. I'm not accusing anyone here of being not thoughtful and not trying to get to know yourself for the first 18 years of your life. But there's something that you can only acquire, something different that happens when you're in this world, this base medrash, this ocean called the ocean atar, surrounded by it, you're living in it, yomim balayla. Something different happens. Something different happens here. It's a different mitzias. It's a different thing. But let's listen into the pasuk a little bit more, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, I want you to go ela aretz asher areka. And everyone wants to know, Pshat Mefarshim, the Drushi Svar, everyone wants to know, why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu not tell Avram where they're going? Ela aretz asher areka, to the land that I will show you. Rashi talks about it. What's Ela Aretz Hasharaka? Why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu not telling Avram where he's going? Friends, myself and Labanu, I think this pasuk is literally walking us through step by step. What does it mean to discover oneself and to be a growing person? This is where it begins for Avram Avinu. Myself and Labanu. This is where it begins for us. Why doesn't the Kadosh Baruch Hu tell Avram where he's going? So I think, in the context of what we're learning tonight, I think part of the answer is that you can't decide before you go where you're going. Not only will that rob the excitement of the journey, not only does it take away the process, which is also really important. You know, on the back of many siddurim, it has six zechiros, right? Six things that we're supposed to remember every day or whatever. Some of them are, you know, remembering a malik, make a little more out of that one. Zachar Shabbat Shabbos Lakacho, make a little more out of that one. Remember Miriam, we figure out how to do that. Some people say them at the end of davening. Other tzaddikim, the chidah, put together a longer list. If you have a fancy sitter, you get a couple extras. Right? The Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, said that there's one that should also be on the list. The Torah says, remember, in referring to the Masos of Bnei Yisrael, Zachor is Kol HaDerech. Remember the journey. And the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, the third Ger Rebbe, says, you have to remember the process also. It's not just about where we're getting to. You all know the Vart, right? Anu Amelim Akal Mischar. It's the journey. It's not just making the Siyam at the end. It's not just about finishing. It's about the journey. So Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, we're going on a journey. Where is it going to take us exactly? It would very much undermine the journey if we decided that from the beginning. And I really believe that's such an important part. Don't decide now Don't decide. You don't have to figure it all out right now. You don't have to decide how long you're staying in yeshiva and where you're going after yeshiva and what my life's going to look like. You don't decide anything. Evolve with the process. As Rav Shlomo Freifeld Zatzal used to say, life is an evolution, not a revolution. You don't need to figure it all out in one day and decide, oh, this is where... Slowly, Hashem says, Avram, let's go together. We'll figure it out as we go. And to the credit of Avram Avinu, he had the humility and the courage to just go on the journey, to trust the process, to trust his Rebbe, which was the Rabbono Shalom, it's also our Rebbe, in addition to our wonderful Rebbeim, of course, but to trust the process and to go on the journey. And to own it, Macho Vaso Ba'olamo. Avram Avinu is called Avram Ha'ivri. Why is he called Avram Ha'ivri? Medrash says, opinion of Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya. Let's do Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Medrash Rabbah, you know why he's called Avram Ha'ivri? Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Olam Kulo Me'ever Echad. The whole world was on one side, V'hu Me'ever Echad. And he was on the opposite side. You know how courageous that is to think independently, to take on the world? And to do it, again, even in the context of the yeshiva, like God forbid to try to overthrow the yeshiva or anything crazy. Don't do anything too crazy. But to think for yourself, Echad Haya Avram, to think independently, to find your chelek in Torah in a real way, there's a lot of very healthy peer pressure in yeshiva, and let's be honest, sometimes there's not healthy peer pressure in yeshiva. But to be able to say, I have to be an Echad. And even if everyone else does a little differently, if this is what's right for me, and again, not to be a revolutionary, God forbid, but if this is the pace in which I evolve, this is what allows me to learn my chelek and Torah the best, that's a beautiful thing. You know what Avram was afraid of when it came to the end of his life? Never understood this pasuk until recently. Avram says, what's going to be with me when I die? I've worked so hard for so long to try to spread Elokus in the world. I taught people that there's Rabbono Shel. I found the Baal Habira in the Lashon of the Medrash. Right? I found the one who lived in this house, the one who's responsible for all of this. And Avram goes out and he's teaching and he's preaching and he's spreading the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's introducing the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's destroying idols. He's spreading the word. And he says, Rabbono Shalom, what's going to be when I die? V'anoichi holech hariri. I don't have children. Who's going to take over the company? Who's going to be the new CEO? I don't understand the end of the pasuk. What does Avraham Avinu say? Anochi holech hariri, what's going to be? Rabbono Shalom, what's going to be? What's going to be? Anochi holech hariri. Uven meshek beisi, the meshek Eliezer. All I have is my lowly servant Eliezer. Lowly servant Eliezer, he's not a lowly servant at all. What does Rashi say on domestic Eliezer? It's not a geographical location. Rashi says, domestic is no trikon. Dola, umashka, mitoras, rabo, lacherim. Eliezer was the best Talmud ever. He was Avram's right-hand man. He was the one writing up and publishing the shiurim. He was dola, umashka. Dola, umashka means when everyone else went to lunch, he stuck around with Rebbe. And he said, Rebbe, tell me more. Dolo mashka, his mom had bucketfuls of his Rebbe's Torah. Dolo mashka, mitoras rabo lacherim. And he was getting it out. That's what Avram was doing. Avram was an ish chesed. Chesed means expansion, espashtus. He was spreading it. Eliezer was on the street corners handing out the kuntrasim, you know? The write-up from the shirim from that week. The shmuz and everything. Eliezer was the best. The best Talmud. What's Avram so nervous about? He's not a blood relative, really? You want to give over the company to, if you really love the Rabbono Shalom, that's your big concern? That the new CEO doesn't have the same last name as you, Avram Avinu? I don't even have a last name, Avram Avinu. You know? What's the problem? Eliezer could take over. So there's a Gevaldik Gevart from the Divrei Yecheskel. Divrei Yecheskel was Rabbi Yecheskel of Shinov, the son of the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, the Sanz of Rebbe, Sanz of Rav. Divrei Yecheskel writes such a beautiful Vart, so simple also. I'm sure some of you figured it out already. Divrei Yecheskel says, that, no, you have to understand, Eliezer is antithetical to Avram Avinu. Because the essence of the mechus of Avram Avinu is what? Is that ability to be Avram Ivri, to think for himself. Eliezer was the best at spitting back his Rebbe's Torah. Eliezer was the best at saying over the Shir and the Dvar Torah with the same intonation as his Rebbe, using the same phrases. He knew when to twirl his thumb at which point of the shiur, when to raise his voice, when to lower his voice. He knew how to mimic all the moods of Avram Avinu. When he shuckled like Avram Avinu when he davened. When he greeted people, he greeted them the way that Avraham Avinu greeted people. And you know what? That's Gevaldik on a certain level, to be inspired by others and to want, in some way, to imitate them. We want to imitate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu rachum afatarachum. Mahu chanun. We want to be like our Rebbeim in some ways. We want to be like our Chavrusa. We want to be inspired by people around me. But at the end of the day, Avraham Avinu says, on a certain level, it's literally the opposite of who I am. Avraham Avinu was fiercely independent. He was an originator. He was Avraham HaIvri. He was Echad HaYa'avim, again, in the words of the Navi Yecheskel. The thought of having a Talmud who's just going to keep regurgitating his Torah was nauseating to Avraham Avinu on a certain level. That's why he says it in such strong terms. I want a Talmud who's going to think for himself. He's going to take my lessons and apply them to himself. Ma'acho vaso ba'olamo. That's the question that a person has to ask himself. And Avraham Avinu was very nervous about that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, come, let's go for a little walk. You know, sometimes, right, sometimes you're plugging away, steiging a little too hard in the Beis Medrash, right, that a good Rebbe will recognize. On the one hand, he celebrates his talk. Look, this guy's Mamash Masmid. At the same time, a good Rebbe will come over and say, buddy, you have to be normal. Go play a little ball, you know? Like, go get an ice cream cone or something. Like, chill out a little bit, you know? A little too intense. Right? So Hashem's Avram sitting, you know, he's worrying about the future of Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, Avram, let's go achutzah. Let's go outside a little. They go for a stroll. They're walking outside. It's a beautiful, beautiful Eretz Yisrael, dika night, clear skies. No, Avram, look up. It's good to look up once in a while. No, it's good to look up. Merom einechem uru mi bar eila. Look around a little bit. Look to the sky a little bit. Svarim even say a remez ru'u mi bara eila is Rashi Tevos Avram. Vayomer Hashem el Avram. Ru'u mi bara eila is Rashi Tevos Avram. Look around. Avram was good at looking up. He knew how to count the stars. So Avram looks up. Hashem says, "What do you see? Beautiful star. Beautiful glowing stars. Beautiful." Hashem says, "Your children will be like that." Ko yazaracha. Again, all the Svarim are busy. What does it mean? We're going to be numerous like the stars. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us in Chumash Devarim, we're going to be a tiny people. There's 8 billion people on planet Earth. We're 14 million. If I want to talk about, that's Klal Yisrael Bigadol, all the more so to people who are part of Avram's immediate world. I'm not Chas Hashem cutting out anyone, but those, if we think about how many Orthodox Jews are, how many people are learning Torah, how many people are davening, how many people are keeping Shabbos, that number 14 million shrinks even more, unfortunately. We need to build it up the other direction, bring everyone closer. But we're, even if we count everyone, and we should, we're tiny, we're nothing, we're so small, seemingly. So we're not, quantitatively, we're not like the stars. First talks to me, qualitatively, I'll tell you what the Baal Shem Tov said. It's very simple, it's very true, and it's very important. Baal Shem Tov said a very simple thing. Baal Shem Tov said, what was the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying to Avraham Avinu? Avraham, I see you're anxious. What are you anxious about? Avraham says, oh, I'm one little guy. I'm going to change the whole world. I'm trying, Hashem, but I don't think I can do it. He's nervous. What's going to be? Anochi Hoylei Chariri. What's going to be? You go anywhere in the world today, not just Jewish people. Ask anyone in the world. Have you heard of Abraham? Who hasn't heard of? Is there anyone more famous? But he had his own, he was a human being. He had his own anxieties about his own success. He wasn't sure if he's going to be able to do it. So Avraham Avinu, I says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know. Hashem says, let's go for a walk. Look at the star. You see that little star? Your children are going to be like the stars. What's a star? Rashi says, same itztagninus shalcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Avram up above the clouds. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Avram to outer space. Chavra, what's a star? A star is massive. From down here, it's a tiny little star. It's not so impressive. It's nice. It's cute. No? A foolish nursery rhyme. Twinkle, twinkle. Little star. It's tiny. It's a little. It's cute. It's nice. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you don't understand. Like, go Google, you know, go Google the word stars and read the Wikipedia page on stars. That's how I know this, right? They're massive. They're huge. There's the tiny little stars that are bigger than a whole planet. There's tiny little stars that are bigger than the sun, which is technically a star. They're massive. They're massive. Hashem says, Avram, you need to know, and myself, Osim Labanim, your children need to know, we're not small people. We're not small. Avram Avinu, Ko Yazaracha, let your children know. Let your children know that even if you're an Echad Haya Avram, even if you're not even sure where you're going, you're not even sure where the journey's taking you, to trust the process and to believe that when a Yid does what a Jew is supposed to do and he walks with Hashem, he changes the world. Let me end with a story before I get myself into big trouble. I'm going to sign with just a beautiful story. It's a tefillah, but it's a story. It was a Jew from Lakewood. Him, his wife, a couple young children, they were getting ready for Pesach. Everyone's helping, they're cleaning, they're busy getting the house, kashering, cleaning. finding those pretzels behind the couch. V'chulu. Husband's helping out. The children are helping out. B'chevra, you'll find out over the course of life that sometimes husbands try to help out, and it's not so helpful. And sometimes little kids try to make solutions, and they make more problems. So the kids, you know, they're looking for the pretzel behind the couch, but they end up leaving their cookie in their other hand behind the couch. So it doesn't get rid of the chametz. So the woman says to her husband, I need you to take the kids out so I can actually kosher the house for Pesach, and we can be ready for Pesach. Okay, fine. So he puts the kids in the car. He's looking for an activity to do. Like a good cheap Jew, he's trying to find a free activity to do. And he says, you know what? My kids were telling me the other night, they've never been on a train. They want to go on a train. So he says, you know what? Lakewood's not that far from Newark Airport, which is where I'm heading. This is the end. Okay, Lech Lecha from Newark, back to Newark. So he says, I'll go to Newark Airport, and I'll ride the air train between the terminals, you know, from A to B to C and back around. Yeah, free train rides. Gewaldic. That's what he did. He went to Newark Airport. Kids are riding the train, having a great time. Amazing. Such a fun time, riding the train. Laughing, giggling. One of the stops, the doors open up. This gentleman gets on. The whole lavush pilot hat, older gentleman, you know, nice silvery hair. He gets on, he's got a little pilot bag. So he turns to the kids, he says, kids, you know, you look all happy, excited. Where are you headed? Where are you traveling to? They look at each other. So he turns to their father, sir, so nice, you're going on a little family trip. Where are you off to? He's all embarrassed. He says, technically we're not going anywhere. We have an Orthodox Jew, we have a holiday coming up, we're trying to get things ready. He's giving this whole embarrassing story. And the fellow says to him, I have to tell you, I am so incredibly jealous of you. I'm so incredibly jealous of you. He says, I've been a pilot for 40 years. Decades. I got a call from my adult son. The man's in his 70s. I got a call from my adult son just the other day. He says to me, Dad, it's been hard for me to say this. I built up a lot of courage to say this to you. I know it's going to be painful for you to hear. I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. You were never really a father to me. Father's like, whoa, what are you talking? We don't need to do the small talk. We've been doing that for a long time also. When I hang up the phone, he says to him, I want you to delete my phone number from your cell phone. I don't want to talk to you ever again. You weren't at my Little League games. You weren't at my graduation. You missed my birthday party. You weren't there for me. This fellow turns to this younger man, this Kollelnik from Lakewood, and he says to him, I'm so jealous of you. He said, over the course of my career, I've had the privilege, the opportunity to see the whole world. I've been to the most interesting, exotic locations. I've seen it all. I've seen it all. And I feel blessed. I've had that opportunity. I watched the most beautiful sunsets in the most exotic locations. He says, but while I've been everywhere, I feel like I have nothing. And he turns to this yid and he says, and it's such a beautiful nusach to hold on to, on that pilot in Newark Airport. He says, and I look at you and I think, you're literally going nowhere, but I feel like you have everything. I've literally been everywhere and I have nothing, and you are literally going nowhere. You don't even know how to answer the question, where are you going? But I look at you, Jewish people, there's something about you, you guys have the secret. I could see you and your children. You guys don't know where you're going, but you have it all. And I think that's mamish what Hashem says to Avraham Avinu. Where are we going? HaShkadosh Baruch Hu, let's go. Lech Lecha. Avraham, you're going to find yourself. Gevaldik, where are we going? El Eretz HaShareka. B'chevra, when you go with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your hand and your Gemara tucked under your arm, we're going to get there. So Mirtz Hashem, you should enjoy this journey. We start to say goodbye to Eretz Yisrael. But thank you for being the last memorable stop of my personal little journey. But Mirtz Hashem, yeshiva should just be an adventure, an exciting journey. And Mirtz Hashem will continue to march down that road together. Not sure exactly where it's going in any given moment, but we know the end game. The end game is Beis HaMikdash, Geula, Mashiach, Mishbizoch, the Siddur, and Amen. Thank you for the opportunity.